I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The preamble to the U.S. Constitution reflects biblical principles. You have heard me chastise those who simply rely on the We the People clause of the Constitution's preamble. That is because it is a mistake to think the people are in charge. They are not. Jesus is, as he is Lord over all, including civil government. So I am not against the U.S. Constitution, but I am against using the Constitution as the final authority on matters. The proper way to utilize the U.S. Constitution is through the lens of Scripture, which is the final authority on all matters, again including civil government. In the U.S. Constitution's preamble, established justice relates to Romans 13:3-4 and 1 Peter 2:14, insofar as the civil government is to punish evildoers and promote good. In other words, they are God's agent for temporary justice. In the preamble, ensured domestic tranquility relates to 1 Timothy 2. I exhort thee that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. In the preamble, provide for the common defense means the civil government, which is comprised of not geographic boundaries but people, is supposed to be able to physically defend themselves from humanistic intrusion. In the preamble, promote the general welfare means promote and facilitate good, not provide good. It is God's prerogative to provide blessings to persons, and he does so if there is obedience to his ways. And finally, in the preamble, civil government is to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. It is the civil government's duty to make sure that America is a place where the civil government does not hinder the gospel, but allow the body of believers to spread the gospel. That is why there should not be a civil government school system. It hinders the gospel. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.